A breakthrough in nanotechnology is on the horizon, and it's being led by Czech scientists. A project called NanoProgress is bringing together 16 companies and research institutions to create a commercial device that would put nanofibers to a range of medical uses, creating and renewing cell tissue and healing wounds such as burns or damaged ligaments. Earlier today, I spoke with the head of the Department of Tissue Engineering at the Institute of Experimental Medicine, Evgen Amler, to find out more about the project.
NanoProgress is actually a consortium of about 16 companies and scientific institutions. The aim is to bring together their effort and their results and produce something which would be actually available for biomedical market, especially as far as the drug delivery system is concerned. And everything is based on a novel machine or equipment producing core shell nanofibers. And these core shell nanofibers are actually produced in quantity which is already high enough to leave the laboratory space.
Okay, but we're talking about tissue reproduction here, right?
Right. Yeah, because actually, you know, nanofibers are very, this is an excellent tool for tissue engineering. You know, the extracellular matrix, you know, the diameter of fibers in extracellular matrix are in nanometers. So therefore, nanofibers are an excellent scaffold or can create excellent scaffold for cells. And therefore, you know, together with cells, we can prepare artificial tissues, you know, starting from cartilages over skin and, you know, we can finish with heart tissue.
Nanotechnology is already being used in some ways for tissue reproduction, is
right.
That right? So how would this differ from methods that already exist?
Well, the main advantage is drug delivery system, because we have a special system which keeps intact proteins in a tissue or in scaffold, and therefore we can bring to tissue something which so far we cannot do. We actually tried to use nanofibers as a drug delivery system in which the drugs were dissolved, but in such a case, you know, we cannot preserve the intact proteins, and therefore this is the advantage. The second advantage is prolonged effect. So far, we didn't have so long-lasting effects, so the releasing of drugs is prolonged.
Okay, how close are you to achieving this?
Well, we are already in preclinical practice, so or trials. So we have some trials already in mini pigs in animals, and the first results are very, you know, promising. Therefore, we actually started to organize something like this unit, you know, this cluster, in which we would like to accelerate the transfer of novel technologies into the market.
The Czech Republic has a very strong position in nanotechnology research. You've, I guess, been able to draw heavily from a good pool of scientists within the country. Are there also foreigners working on this?
Well, you are completely right. But of course, you know, this is the international project, and there are several foreigners even in my team. But basically, we are, you know, majority of students are Czechs, because still, you know, we started with this project only 6 years ago. So it's a very, very quickly developing project, and we started with, of course, local students.
That was Dr. Evgen Amler of the Department of Tissue Engineering at the Institute of Experimental Medicine.